It's time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30, which would be now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined in the studio by WCHL's own Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson to help us out with Kids Q today. How are you?
Great.
Awesome.
I also love Aaron A.J. Johnson. I don't think I've ever drawn attention to that, but I like it way better than just A.J.
It's
Aaron
good, right?
A.J. Johnson.
I mean, it's A.J. on the air, but like it feels weird to say Victor Lewis and A.J. It feels like I'm not giving you enough credit because...
Oh, I never get enough credit.
Well, no, of course, and this is just compounding that.
Yes, like, yeah. I mean, you know, at a certain point, if you whip it enough, it's just going to roll over and die.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. So at this point, I think I've died a long time ago.
Okay, that's good. And I'm glad
AJ,
we
the dead horse Johnson.
Starting Kids Q on a high note today.
Well, hey, on the high horse. High
oh,
horse.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Yeah, all right. Are you all ready for Kids Q?
Yes.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question.
Well, that means
sweet
it's
God.
A good one.
Is it about a horse?
That means it's a good one.
Please tell me it's about a horse.
If you joined the circus.
Yes!
What act would you be part of and why?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm going to go first on this one.
All right.
Please do.
I want to be the one shot out of the cannon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was going
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, that's why
you
I went first.
Dueling
some
cannons.
Nonsense. No, you cannot. No, you can. Dueling cannons.
Give me your biggest helmet.
That is a band waiting to happen right there.
Sunday.
Dueling cannons.
Sunday.
Dueling cannons.
Just facing each other and just hear the crack of two helmets. Just echoes throughout the big top.
The concept of the circus ended today.
it's officially
dead. Okay, I have no talent whatsoever, so I would either be, I would have to be, so I can't be
Lion
an
tamer.
Acrobat
Lion
or anything
tamer.
Like that. I would either have to be the worst clown of all time or the worst lion tamer of all time. So I'm going to go with clown because I feel like the survival rate of
well,
being
yeah,
the worst clown
see,
is better than being the worst lion
in France, and it would be awesome.
I could do that. They
yeah.
used to have
Wait,
that clown
is
school
it a clown
in Florida.
School or mime school?
I mean, there's like really
miming
high
and clowning
tier
are,
clowns.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that it stops being about being funny and becomes more
it's
about,
artistic.
Yeah, the
yeah.
Art
like the whole Commedia dell'arte tradition
yeah.
from yeah.
Which that just screams Aaron Keck to me.
I know people who are much better at Commedia dell'arte than I could ever be, which is something I never thought I would hear myself saying until very recently. But
can you
it's
see the
100%
autobiography?
True.
I already know the title, "My Life as a Clown" by Aaron Keck.
I feel like you can do way better on that title.
I feel like that's kind of the first draft title.
Well, yeah, but he already said he's
an American clown
so.
In Paris.
That is an improvement. Yeah.
So if cannon's been stolen from me,
yes.
I would love to be an acrobat, but there's no way that's possible.
I would pay to watch you on a high wire.
I would not.
I don't care
yeah,
if you would.
Not
I
get
would.
Your money's
it
worth.
Be, absolutely. It would be a very short
would
show,
would
my
he
friend.
Fall? Would he fall?
Yes.
Then my money is worth.
That would last about as
wire.
Long.
I feel like I could not die.
Would
He's
you
just
start
like
out by holding onto the wire?
Absolutely.
Was that how you would like walk off?
100%.
He goes out. He goes out like a squirrel on a power mm-hmm. line. He's just like,
yeah. There is no point at which I am putting my feet on that wire and walking. No. Mm-mm. I am. Shuttling
oh,
across
you
like
know
a
what?
Sloth.
No, you know what you should do. You know what you should do. You get up on the high wire. You make a big show about it, like oh, like all of this build up and suspense and huge music and this orchestral, like culminating with this huge climactic orchestral, like giant chord, like at the end of a day in the life. And then you get up there and you go through all this rigmarole and then you just zip line across.
Brilliant. Yes. All right. Well, I'm glad that my role in the circus has been decided for me because that
Ta-da.
Is it. Ta-da! I did it. Made it to the other side, safe and sound. No safety net required.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro or at Youth Works on Main. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor, Aaron, AJ, good to be with you today.
Thank you.